I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. The Ithaca baseball team opens up today at home against Riverdale. I asked Coach Dan Clary how it's been going.
It's been going well. We had 27 guys, I guess, show up to practice. That's a pretty good number to work with. The biggest dilemma is getting through and making sure you get a really good look at everybody that you do have. I think there was 8 freshmen that came out this year. And then there's a couple of older guys that decided to give it another shot. And so having those fresh faces there really gives us a lot to look at. We were able to get a couple of inter-squad scrimmages in this last week, which really helped. So you kind of see and you can move guys from place to place and get a good look at them. And so that's what we've been up to. And the guys have been working really hard and they're really anxious to get going.
You play a team similar to the Bulldogs today with Riverdale. I think that always is an exciting game to play, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an excellent way to start our season off. They got everybody back from a good team last year, and they always play good baseball. Kurt does a fantastic job with the boys, and it's always, like I said, it's always a really tight game when we play them, and just getting a non-conference game in prior to conference play would be huge for us.
How's the diamond look at Ithaca?
Right now, it's probably in the best shape it's ever been for the start of season. So we're just hoping the rain kind of holds off and temperature holds out so we can get it in today. That'd be great. But it looks good right now.
Ithaca baseball coach Dan Clary. The team graduated some key seniors last year, including Lincoln Manning and Ethan Cockcroft.
Lincoln, especially as a leadoff batter, he did fantastic. He just had a great mentality for a leadoff batter and did a really good job defensively. And Ethan Cockcroft at first base was just a wall over there, and that's what you need. You need outs to be outs there. And he had a really good bat on him, too. So filling those two holes is big. But we've got guys that are anxious to fill those holes, and they've been doing a good job. So we'll see where it goes, but it's definitely going to be a work in progress.
Ithaca baseball coach Dan Clary on WRCO, and now Riverdale veteran coach Kurt Thompson, who talked about the team's opening week, including a victory last week over Cashton.
Yeah, we played well. We played Cashton last week, and I thought the guys played well last Thursday. We got some solid pitching, good defense, and we hit the ball pretty good, so yeah, it was a good start to the season, a good team. We have high expectations this year, and I think our guys are all in to have a really good season.
Well, you play today in one of your fun ones. This is a good one to play each and every year, and you hope to get it in, don't you?
Oh, for sure. This is always a big game. You know, there's a big rivalry between us and Ithaca, defending state champs, have an outstanding program, great coaching, great system, and this is always a fun one. I guess the guys always get fired up for the game, as do the coaches. And we're really, really looking forward to that game tonight. And hopefully the weather cooperates and we get it in.
So this is your chance to play them this year. If you play again, it would be a long way down the line, wouldn't it?
That'd be a long way down the line. That'd probably be at the state tournament because we go opposite ways in the tournament this year. Ithaca heads kind of to the northern section, and we go southeast towards Johnson Creek sectional. So that'd be an amazing achievement if we both ended up at the same location somewhere down the line. But that's a long ways away, and we'll just see what we can do.
Let's look at this year's Riverdale team. Kurt, what do you think the team's strong points are?
Well, I think for sure it's experience. I mean, we have 9 seniors on this year's team. We return all of our starters from last year, and I think that's a big thing for us. They know what we expect to do. They've had experience in, you know, a lot of tough games last year and big games and played well. And with everybody coming back, I think that's a big advantage. I also think that we should have a really solid pitching staff. I think we're going to have pretty good depth. We probably could go 5-6 maybe deep on varsity, and we do have some really good younger pitchers coming in this year too, so I think that's a strength. I think, you know, defense and hitting, we should be solid. So overall, I think, you know, like I was saying before, we really have some high expectations for this team. And I think, you know, if we can stay injury-free and stay focused and be able to just continue to get better each game, we should have a pretty good season.
Riverdale coach Kurt Thompson will have the game today, of course, weather permitting, on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. First pitch time scheduled for 5 o'clock in Ithaca. Other games today on the high school ranks, Seneca at Potosi Cassville. Also, North Crawford plays baseball at Boscobel, Pecatonica at Cuba City, Platteville at Fenimore, Belmont at Iowa Grant, Highland at Dodgeville, Cashton visits Brookwood, Westfield at Portage, Wazika Steuben at River Ridge, Nisida at Royal, also Hillsboro at Bangor, Mount Horeb at Wisconsin Dells, and New Lisbon at Wonewoc Center. In softball today, Riverdale at Southwestern, Fenimore at Boscobel, Baraboo at Wisconsin Dells, Seneca visits Viroqua Youth Initiative, New Lisbon at Wonewoc Center, Hillsboro at Bangor, Royal hosts Nisida, McFarland at River Valley, Wazika Steuben at River Ridge, Prairie du Chien at Barneveld, and Lancaster at Belmont. Cashton travels to Brookwood, Mineral Point at Cuba City, Iowa Grant at Darlington, and Ithaca is home against Potosi Cassville. High school soccer tonight, Platteville-Lancaster plays at Monroe. Speaking of girls soccer, Richland Center girls hosted their alumni game on Saturday, and alumni in attendance included Shawnee Fink, Julia Smith, Aaliyah Ruland, Elizabeth Obade, along with Jaden Johnson, Maya Stadler, Abby Ritten, Naomi Obade, and Mallory Winchell, Anna Korb, Sarah Anderson, Jill Wagner, Becky Craig, Trisha Lebansky, and Laura Johnson. Alumni came out ahead 4-2 over the Richland Center girls soccer team on Saturday. It was great to get on the field for the team and the players and former players, and they saw some encouraging things for the upcoming season, according to Coach Shawnee Fink. Goals came from alumni Becky Craig, scoring 2. Julia Smith and Anna Korb also had goals. Goals for the current Richland Center squad came from Bryn Anderson, off some great passing, resulting in a shot at the top of the 18, and a whole Fox off a cross from Erilyn Wallace. Coaches Shawnee Fink and Julia Smith are looking forward to a great season. Rookie phenom Jackson Cherio had 2 hits, including an RBI double, and made a couple of highlight catches as the Brewers swept the Mets Sunday 4-1. Colin Ray pitched the first 5 innings, giving up 5 hits and a run to claim the victory. Former Brewer Tyrone Taylor knocked in New York's only run with a single. Milwaukee is off today and tonight. They'll take on the Twins in the 2024 home opener. First pitch time 3:10 tomorrow afternoon on WRCE FM 107.7 and WRCO AM 1450. In other sports, scores from yesterday, the Cubs over Texas 9-5 in interleague action. Philadelphia beat Atlanta 5-4. Cincinnati 6-5 over Washington. Pittsburgh 9, Miami 7. Arizona 5-1 over Colorado. San Diego 13, San Francisco 4. The Dodgers beat St. Louis 5-4. In the American League, the Angels 4, Baltimore 1. Toronto 9-2 over Tampa Bay. Kansas City beat Minnesota 11-0. Detroit 3, the White Sox 2, Yankees 4-3 over Houston, Oakland 4, Cleveland 3, Boston 5-1 over Seattle. With Damian Lillard sitting out, Giannis and the Bucks scored a win on Saturday night, 122-113 over Atlanta. Milwaukee travels to D.C. to play the Wizards coming up on Tuesday night. Marquette fell just short of the Sweet 16 with a 67-58 loss on Friday to North Carolina State, who then went on to win yesterday. NC State headed toward its first Final Four in 4 decades after beating Atlantic Coast Conference rival Duke 76-64 in the South Region Final. And it was Zach Edey leading the way, going a career-high 40 points along the way with 16 rebounds and 1 big block to muscle the Boilermakers into the program's first Final Four since 1980 with a 72-66 victory over Tennessee. I'm Phil Nee with a look at WRCO Monday Morning Sports.